All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however this reaches you. So, this morning, I want to speak about the tragedy of C-Mac, man. So, if you guys don't know, there's a guy by the name of C-Mac who's viral. He's kind of been known for his viral interview with Adam 22, known as No Jumper. He went viral after that, but he's been on the internet for quite a while. I've been following him. So, you know, the thing about C-Mac is C-Mac is kind of a product of the generation after me. You know, they were born with the internet. So they put everything on the internet. Everything's on the internet. Like, there's a trail of everything that they've done on the internet. So what recently happened with C-Mac is C-Mac got disciplined by his gang. What appears to be some posts from 9 years ago, 10 years ago, of him being, I don't know, you know, whatever age he was, maybe 19, 18 years old. And him, you know, being out here, you know, I guess not false flagging, but yeah, I guess you could call it false flagging. You know, he was out there claiming these gangs and dissing the neighborhoods. He was just, you know, a wild young kid. You know, because off top, when you look at C-Mac, you can see a person that clearly struggles with mental disabilities. Like, you know, that's not to say that he doesn't know how to hold a conversation, but there's clearly some bipolar, some schizophrenia, some kind of mental disability when it comes to C-Mac, you know. But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing, you know. My whole take on it was, you know, I saw the whole thing unfold. I've seen Milk 74 and him, they go at it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I've seen Nina Boy, you know, he's jumping into it. Bosco, all of this stuff. I followed it. You know, I've been following C-Mac and all his little beefs and all of this stuff that he's gotten himself into. But it's something about him getting DP'd, and like after he got DP'd, him going live and him posting a video after him getting DP'd. Number one, it had the 8 Mile effect because it went from, you know, hey man, you know, Gator Crip, Chino Gator Crip, a lot of people trolling him, to actually people feeling sorry for him. And actually the people like Milk, who exposed him, people like generating hate for him because, you know, this guy kind of said, or he put everything out there like, yeah, okay, Milk, you put out everything about what I did back in 2013, Facebook posts, all of this stuff. So yeah, I got my ass whooped by my gang. Now what? You know, and he got a brutal, brutal, brutal discipline. A brutal discipline. I'm talking about, he got fucked up really bad. He got messed up really bad. So, I mean, the whole C-Mac situation is crazy to me because this is a guy that's kind of been exploited. He's been exploited by a lot of podcasters, a lot of big platforms. You know, they know that this guy has some kind of mental issues, but they like to bring him on this platform because he does all of these minstrel type caricatures of a gangbanger. Everything about him is like a caricature of a gangbanger. The way that he speaks, the way that he doesn't use certain words, and then he replaces those words with a different number or a different word. So, I mean, this is the type of stuff that you see internet bangers do. Like, internet bangers, that's how they talk on the internet. That's not like really how real gang members talk. Real gang members don't talk like where they're replacing every word and they're doing it. No, that's like internet stuff when they're texting each other or they're writing some stuff on Instagram. But when they really talk, they don't really talk like that. And, you know, C-Mac is kind of like, hey, man, you know, this is how I really talk, and I'm really extra, and he has this big-ass tattoo of a rival gang. You know, it's called Hoover Killer. He got that blasted across his forehead. So he has this stuff blasted across his forehead. And to make matters worse, before he got his DP, he got the tattoo redone. And, you know, in the days coming before him getting disciplined, you could see that he was, you know, he had that anxiety and he had that worry. And he knew what was coming. But I gotta give C-Mac props because he took it like a man. Most men, they're not running towards the DP. They're not walking towards the DP. Because, I mean, it'll be months, it'll be years sometimes before a person catches up with a DP. You know what I mean? Or people just say, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna go away from the hood for about 2 months, or I'm gonna go out of state, or I'm gonna go, you know what I'm saying, a different part of town, and I'm gonna lay low for about a couple months till shit cool down. Then maybe I go back to the hood and hopefully things cool over. You know what I'm saying? They'll wait till a few guys get locked up, then they come back. But no, he didn't do that. He was like, nah, I know all the big homies is here. I know all of them. They waiting for me. Okay, I'll go ahead and take this. And they knocked him out. There's even footage of somebody from his gang, or somebody who I assume is from his gang, pulling out a phone, taping C-Mac being knocked out. And they're like, and there's another member that's like, no, we're not doing that, dog. Like, he's still from the hood. Nah, like, put the phone down. Which to me equals a DP. You know, you don't, there's usually no phones or no anything like that during gang meetings or DPs or anything like that. So the guy who pulled out the phone, to me, deserves to get a discipline, but I don't know what their politics are. But this goes to show you, man, like, all of this stuff, all of these antics that he was doing, he's literally like a GTA 5 character, like a video game character. And that's why these white platforms like to bring him on, man. But the tragedy of C-Mac is that he rides so hard for this game. He rides so hard for the 5-5 Crips. But let some shit pop up from 9-10 years ago, right? Back when you was like, I don't know, a teenager or whatever, and these guys find out that you did this or whatever, and it comes to light and everybody's talking about it. These same dudes that's drinking old English with you, these same dudes that's talking, yeah, you know, that's the big homie, they will beat your ass. Almost, they will beat you to a bloody pulp where you almost die. You know, this is a thing where he could have got really messed up. He could have had some internal bleeding and he could have died. That's how bad they was whooping on this dude. It looked to be about 7 or 8 guys you know, from that little video posted, it looked to be about like 7 or 8 guys that was all fighting him at one time. You know, kicking his head in, beating the dog shit out of him. Kicking his face, kicking him in the nose, stomping him in the head. These are your homeboys. This is what you yelling your gang out. You yelling your neighborhood out. And the same dudes that's supposed to be your big homies or your homeboys is beating the dog shit out of you. You know, trying to kick your teeth out your mouth. Trying to break your nose. You know what I mean? You know, the guy showed his knuckles. He had like swollen knuckles. So the same gang he's riding for is beating his ass just as bad as the Hoovers would if he was in prison. They're beating you the same way, your homeboys. And you can see in the videos after the discipline, his face is all jacked up. His face is all messed up. He got scratches under his eyes. And I'm pretty sure the pain is way worse right now than it was, you know, when he right after he got DP. Because as Nina Boy says, you know, he had a lot of adrenaline pumping. After getting disciplined, it was a lot of adrenaline pumping. So there's a lot of stuff going on. He's uploading it to the internet. What's even sadder is his mom is watching him like, dude, what the hell happened? You know, are you all right? Are you okay? What's going on? He's like, nah, mom, it's cool. It's all right. It's some business I had to take care of. It's just gang politics, you know. It's all good, Mama Bear. He calls his mom Mama Bear. He's like, yeah, it's all good, Mama Bear. You know. Tell Granny everything's gonna be alright, everything, whatever. But it's sad, you know what I'm saying? Because not only is he like, you know, putting himself out there, but his mom, his grandmother, everybody's seeing him fucked up. And he's trying to play it off like, yeah, you know, it's cool, or smiling, like, yeah, everything's gonna be alright, everything's nifty, everything's this and this and that. But deep down, he knows that the same niggas that he's riding for, you know, it's deep down like a jealousy. Because you don't beat down no motherfucking home. You know, I mean, DP, whatever. To me, that was a little bit over the top. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what he did 9-10 years ago, it was some Buster shit. It was some crazy shit. But at the same time, I don't think the beating warranted that. I think that was like a lot of jealousy. You know, these are some niggas that's from your hood, especially the dude that pulled out the phone. There's some niggas that's from your hood, or there's some niggas that's from the rolling card, you know, or basically, you know, the side that you represent. There's people that represent what you represent that want to see you fail. They're happy to see you get your teeth knocked out. They're happy to see you getting beat to a bloody pulp. That's why they put out a phone. And these are supposed to be your closest people. Right? And the tragedy of C-Mac is that, man, if you got a chance to make it out the hood and you making some money, you right now this guy, he's on fire with the internet. He's pretty much on fire. There's you know, right now there's nobody that can garner the type of views that C-Mac garners. Just getting him on an interview, you're going to get at least 100,000 views. Just getting an interview with C-Mac, you're going to get about 100,000 views because people like his antics. They love it. They love all of that extra gangbang, GTA video game, stereotypical gangbang LA shit. But you get what I'm saying? It gets to a point where you start gaining enough, you start getting enough of a buzz, or you start blowing up so big that niggas in your hood start to resent you. I don't think he's looked at the current examples of, you know, Nipsey Hussle and Young Dolph, or I mean, just any, so many of these tragic tales of dudes, you know, who put in so much work. You know, C-Mac is a guy that prides himself on giving back to the community and going out and feeding the homeless and trying to do something positive other than, you know, this gangbang stuff. But, you know, all of that stuff doesn't matter if everything that you claim you represent. These niggas deep down have a hatred for you. These niggas deep down, they want to see you. They want to see you bad. They want to see you, you know, they want to see you fucked up and doing bad, man. They don't want to see you going further than them, you know. And that's to me, that's what's the sad, that's the sad part. You know, that's the sad part with this, this C-Mac situation. You know, the sad part is these same niggas that you like, yeah, man, you know, even Nina Boy, you know, I watched Nina Boy videos and all of that stuff. Nina Boy was over here doing, you know, he was mocking the DP. And this was a guy that, you know, had C-Mac on his channel. And they've collaborated and did a video together. And even though they're not from the same hood, they're from the same Crip card. So it's like, you have dudes that are from the same card as C-Mac, you know, that he collaborated with, doing 8-hour lives. C-Mac, I mean, Nina Boy, when I woke up this morning, had an 8-hour live just talking about C-Mac getting disciplined. You know, it's like, it's almost like they're celebrating this dude getting DP. You know what I'm saying? This dude almost losing it, getting fucked up real bad. You know, and Nina Boy is making jokes about it. He's like, yeah, you know, I used to get disciplined. I don't feel sorry for him and blah, blah, blah. But deep down, you know, it's like, damn, we collaborated. You over here making like 8-hour videos about me? I know we ain't from the same hood, but dude, we represent the same card. You know, if we go to jail, we fighting against the same enemy. So like, damn, brother, you gonna make an 8-hour video about me? There's so many people capitalizing off of him. You know what I mean? I just feel bad for the dude. It's so bad that Custerton White, as C-Mac says, dude, Charleston White, he did a live video like, man, I feel bad. And he was apologizing to C-Mac. And he was like, yeah, you know, I was wrong about a lot of stuff I did. And I don't really want to see you go out like that. That's not cool. Like, basically, what they did to you was not cool, man. Like, I would have never, ever done you like that. I'm doing a lot of internet antics. I'm doing a lot of this and that. But I would never do you like that. That's basically what Charleston White was saying. But like I said, you know, when he uploaded the video, this basically just, it was like the 8 Mile effect. It was the 8 Mile effect when Eminem was like, hey, man, you know. He's like, hey, my friend is Uncle Tom. You know, this and this and this and that, you know. So it's like, I feel bad for the brother, man. But, you know, this is a good lesson, man. The tragic tale of C-Mac, man. You know, if you out here, don't gangbang, man. Stay out of gangbang and stay out of all of that mess, man. Just, you know, especially C-Mac, man. Having the type of success on the internet, that's very rare that you could go viral like that. But you know how this tale usually ends. You know, when somebody's stubborn and they don't want to stop gangbanging, it only ends three ways. You know, you're either gonna be dead, you're gonna be paralyzed, or you're gonna be in prison. There's no happy ending to this gang life. And I'm out.